The mother of the 8-year-old boy who froze to death in his father's garage claims the garage's surveillance videos can't be found. That story from WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
In the house on Bittersweet Lane in Central Mariches, where 8-year-old Thomas Valva was murdered, prosecutors say there were cameras in every room, even in the garage where Thomas was forced to sleep. But Thomas's mother, Justina Zupko Valva, says the video proof of what happened is now gone, and she wants answers.
I was told 2 weeks ago by the district attorney's office that they cannot get the images from the day that Tommy died because allegedly they were deleted. But as you know, we live in the technological age that everything is stored somewhere and can be, you know, brought it back.
Michael Valva, wearing the same jeans and T-shirt from when he was arrested 1 month ago, still does not have an attorney. The one he hired claims he spoke with Justina last year and gave her advice, something she says is a lie. That attorney was excused from the case by the judge. The judge then gave Valva 1 week to find a different attorney. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.